Today is Thursday. I'm Kevin Boucher with your WSIU Almanac. CBS Television, on this day in 1969, saw the debut of Hee Haw. Tomorrow in Harrisburg, you can support the Saline County Chamber of Commerce at the annual Saline County Chamber Golf Tournament taking place at Shawnee Hills Country Club. For more information, send an email to salinecountychamber@clearwave.com. And the Jackson County Stage Company will be busy this summer. Here is actor Kevin Purcell.
The next to last week of June, we have a production called The Red Shoes, directed by Kathy Field. And her daughter, M.K. Hughes, who's a talented set designer, is designing the set, so that's going to be terrific. And then, actually, I am directing the end of July, the 27th through the 30th, the final part of the Ware trilogy, W-A-R-E, and that is called The Edge of Peace.
In Carbondale, on June the 19th, the Irma Hayes Center invites the public to their June board meeting. It starts at 6 p.m. All members of the community are invited to stop by and see what the center does and provide input for the future. And that's your WSIU Almanac. Today's the 15th of June. Have a wonderful day. Hello, today is Thursday, June the 15th, and on the WSIU Almanac. On this day in 1994, Disney's The Lion King opened in theaters. Locally, the nonprofit Carbondale Community Arts is accepting proposals for exhibits. And for more information, call 457-5100. With the eclipse just a little over 2 months away, Dr. Scott Ishman, co-chair of the Eclipse Planning Committee, says teachers can use this as a great teaching moment.
Yeah, well, the teachers we've met with so far are very excited about it because, you know, they see this as at least a twice-in-a-lifetime event, because in 2024, there's going to be a second eclipse that's going to pass right over this region again. One of the things that I've expressed to them as a result of talking with he considers himself an eclipse consultant, is that, you know, the eclipse, yes, even though it's a natural event that is very scientific in nature, but it crosses the boundaries of art and history. And so, you know, those teachers shouldn't be scared to discuss eclipses in their classes as well.
And that's the Thursday WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.